And away we go, hour number two of the big show today on this rainy, spring-like December morning. Monday, December the 9th, 2019, 12/9/19, and away we go here with the Now program on WWGH Radio. And this hour, we are going to get back to our trivia. It's a lot of fun to go through this trivia and see what people know. Now remember, we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights that are good through the first of the year. You can get a pair of tickets there, or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, you can do that as well. That is a lot of fun, just to have you call in and see what your knowledge is. We also do have a Jags insulated coffee mug. I do not believe we have given that away yet, so we still do have the Jags insulated coffee mug to give away here on WWGH Radio. Let's run down our questions again. And if at any point during these questions you want to know the answer, you have the answer, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. The questions from last week that are still held over. What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Now, interestingly enough, I just found out this year that this is also a holiday that people celebrate this time of year. What Christmas word means turning of the sun? Maybe somebody has the answer already. That's a good sign. Go ahead, caller.
I have one more Grinch. Was it Who Hash?
Let me see here. Yes, the Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can
of Who Hash.
Who Hash?
The Grinch was on this weekend, and that's how I kind of know some of the answers.
So it was on again this past weekend?
Yeah, the cartoon one.
You know what's interesting? When I was shopping over the weekend at the stores, and I don't know what this is, but I mean, we all know the original cartoon, which was on back in, I think, the 60s. And then we all know about the Jim Carrey motion picture, which was made, I think, in the 90s.
I like that one.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one. But there's this new thing that I didn't even know about. I saw the DVD when I was in the store on Saturday. It's a cartoon. It's not a live-action thing. But the Grinch characters kind of look like emojis, kind of. They kind of have that computerized look.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the same Grinch cartoon from the 60s, or if it's more toward the movie. I was wondering if anybody had even seen this.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it was strange. I don't know what that's about, but I saw out the yin-yang all kinds of Christmas sweaters and Christmas t-shirts for the Grinch.
With the Grinch on it.
Yeah, that is very popular.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, we got another Grinch one out of the way. The question there was, let's see here. The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what? It was the Who Hash. Which I guess would maybe be like hash browns for the Who's. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think Who Hash is? I bet hash browns. That's the best thing I can come up with. All right. Our questions again, and chime in anytime, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? This is our longest-serving trivia question at this point. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? It's also a celebration this time of year, which I did not know about. All right. We still don't have this one. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which was the first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? You've got a 1 in 50 chance of getting that one right. Now we're on to our Grinch trivia. We've got 3 of the Grinch questions down and 4 still left to answer. Where did the Grinch live? Now, we had somebody take a stab at this earlier on. It does have a name. Now, it is a mountain over Whoville, but does anybody know the name of the place where the Grinch lived? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house when he was cleaning out the houses? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Something happened. How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Okay, those are the questions right now. We've got a couple answered this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Remember, you can get a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which run through the first of the year. You can get a Jags insulated coffee mug, or you can just call in and answer the question. That works too. 22 minutes past the hour. Again, how did the Grinch know he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? What was the thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? Where did the Grinch live? We had a guess earlier, but not the right one. Where did the Grinch live? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? We still don't have that one. And you have a 1 in 50 chance on that one. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? 740-383-9944. Those are the trivia questions that are on the table. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which was the first state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Where did the Grinch live? What did the Grinch like least of all about Christmas? What was the last thing the Grinch took from the houses that he was ransacking? And how did the Grinch know that Christmas had not stopped, that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, good through the first of the year. A Jags insulated coffee mug, or just calling in to let us know that you know the right answer are all good things to do right now. 24 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Now, as I told you last night, because the Grinch trivia was not going over so well last week, I sat down last night and on my own, I didn't even look these up on the internet, I came up with 7 trivia questions about Christmas on my own. So I have 7 new ones here that are just from my head. So I'm going to give a few of these to see if anybody can get these right. Okay, here we go. Who was the voice of John's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Now, they don't show this one as much as they used to, but this used to be a very popular Christmas tradition, A Garfield Christmas. It was a cartoon. and a very famous actress portrayed the voice of John's grandmother. The grandmother was a big part of this Christmas special, A Garfield Christmas. Because Garfield liked to sit on her lap, and I think Garfield liked the grandmother the best. And John, of course, is Garfield's owner, I guess, John Arbuckle. So, who was the voice of Garfield's grandmother? I guess we can call her Garfield's grandmother, too. Who was the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? It was a famous actress. Here's another one. Who was Mrs. Santa Claus? A few years ago, there was a big movie, a big production made, called Mrs. Santa Claus. It was a big... I'm sure this has been done more than once. But this was a big production. It was a big kind of big deal. And a very well-known actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus. And it was all about Mrs. Santa Claus. The whole movie was about Mrs. Santa Claus. I know a lot of people have portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus over the years. But this whole movie was about Mrs. Santa Claus. So, who was the actress, very famous actress, who portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? Now, here's a fun one that popped in my head last night when I was actually thinking about Christmas. Years ago, what did McDonald's restaurant used to sell at Christmas time? They only did this at Christmas. Does anybody remember what this was? This went on for several years. They don't do it anymore. But you used to be able to go to McDonald's and place your order, and at Christmas time, you could buy these things at McDonald's, but they only did it at Christmas. Does anybody know what those things are? What did McDonald's used to sell at Christmas time? And here's kind of a fun one. We all used to love The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson, in the later years of The Tonight Show, he and Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen came up with their own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. What was their version about? You don't have to sing it. You don't have to give me the title. Just tell me the gist of what their version was about. So those are the new trivia questions that I'm adding this morning. 740-383-9944. What was the gist of kind of the funny version of the 12 Days of Christmas that Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, and Doc Severinsen did on The Tonight Show? Does anybody know that? What did all the McDonald's restaurants used to sell, but only at Christmas time? Who was Mrs. Santa Claus? Does anybody know what actress was Mrs. Santa Claus? Who was the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Very famous actress. 740-383-9944. And then our leftover questions. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We still have that one. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? You have a 1 in 50 chance of getting that right. Where did the Grinch live? We know he lived in a cave over Whoville, but does anybody know where he lived? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing that he disliked most of all? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house as he was ransacking it? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? What happened that tipped the Grinch off that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? 740-383-9944. Those are your trivia questions on the table this morning. We'd love to hear from you. Oop, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. The Grinch didn't like the children enjoying themselves.
Let's see. Well, the Grinch...
That was what he liked the least.
That's kind of right. Yeah, there was something... You're right. He did not like the Who's enjoying themselves, but it was something in particular that he liked least of all. Now, it was something that they were doing to enjoy themselves. Do you remember what that was?
Was that the tree?
Not the tree. It wasn't the tree.
The guy is treat.
No, it wasn't treats.
All right, I'll play right here.
Keep thinking.
All
right. Bye-bye. No, it wasn't the tree or the treats. The question is, although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, there was something that he disliked least of all. Now, it is true, like the caller said, he did not like the Who's down in Whoville having a good time. But it was something in particular that the Who's did that he disliked least of all. Does anybody know what the Grinch disliked most of all about what the Who's did down in Whoville on Christmas? That's the question. Or do you know where the Grinch lived? What was the name of the Grinch's place of residence? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? What tipped him off? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Famous actress. Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Who was Mrs. Santa Claus? Does anybody know who Mrs. Santa Claus was? What did McDonald's used to sell, McDonald's restaurant, what did McDonald's used to sell, but only at Christmas time? And this went on for many Christmases. I don't know why they discontinued it. Maybe it became, I don't know, something too difficult. But I always thought that was a very interesting thing. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. I had a few minutes before I prepare for the extravaganza and the show coming up next hour, so I thought I would chime in with a couple answers. I'm not using Google. I'm using my brain. I'm driving
good
on the road here.
Good.
I'm going to answer two of the questions. Could that be the Christmas lights? He just left the wires and hooks, or am I barking up the wrong tree there?
Let me see here. What's the one thing that the Grinch left... Or wait, no, the last thing that the Grinch took, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, would it be the lights because of wires and hooks? I mean, is that the answer? Or
you know, it was not the lights, but that's a good guess.
Okay, I just was thinking maybe the irony, you're giving away tickets to the zoo lights. Maybe the Grinch took those lights also, and there won't be any zoo lights. So I was kind of thinking that was kind of a funny irony there. But, also, Scott, aren't you a little grinchy due to your dislike of fruitcake? Because I know that's one of your things you talk about.
Well, you know, it's
so
kind
of... Do you have a little grinch in you because of your dislike? I actually like fruitcake. It's one of my favorite indulgences this time of the year.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny you bring that up because I don't know if that makes me grinchy because I pretty well like everything else about Christmas. I like the lights. I like the trees. I like the music. I like the decorations. I like everything else about it. But it's just the fruitcake, which I'm not sure why fruitcake is even associated with Christmas. Because I understand Christmas cookies, because they're in the shape of like Santa Claus and bells and things like that. I understand that, but I don't understand how fruitcake got associated with Christmas. So I don't know if that makes me a Grinch, because that's...
Isn't it sort of green and red and... some of the colors, which are Christmas colors. That's kind of what I was thinking, but I really didn't know.
It could be, but you know, I'll tell you something interesting, and I don't know if you have found this Christmas, liking fruitcake, but Charlie got a fruitcake, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, that he really did not like. It was not a Claxton. We found out last week that for years and years, the Fayey Bank here in town sold Claxton fruitcakes. Apparently this year, they are no longer doing that. And when I was in the store this past weekend doing some Christmas shopping, I saw fruitcakes, but they were not the Claxton brand. Now, have you seen any Claxton? Is something going on that we don't know?
Not as far as I know, Scott, but maybe Famous Amos would know, because he's kind of in the business of confections and treats. Maybe you should have asked him about that. Maybe you did. I don't know. I didn't hear the whole interview yet, but maybe you asked Famous Amos if he had any inside information about that that escapade.
No, I don't think we got into fruitcakes, but I just have been shocked this year, because I always, there was another sign of Christmas, is seeing those Claxton fruitcakes at the bank and in stores, but I've got to tell you, I have not seen them anywhere this year.
So, Scott, on the women who are doing the voice acting, the Mrs. Claus and Garfield's grandmother,
right?
Would either of those two ladies be someone that you've interviewed? You're the interviewer to the stars, so I'm wondering if you may have been someone who's spoken to them in the past. Pat Carroll would be a good choice for both. I don't think she's the answer, but I think you'd agree, especially the voice.
I'll tell you this. Well, one of them was. I have interviewed one of them, but I will say this. One of them is not animated. I can tell. Well, obviously, we know which one's not animated. It's Mrs. Santa Claus. When they did the Mrs. Santa Claus push, when they made the movie that was all about Mrs. Santa Claus, that's actually a live movie with people in it.
Right. Is this someone who's still living in either case?
Yep, both of them are still living.
I was going to say Bea Arthur, but she's deceased. I don't think Pat Carroll is right. Catherine Hellman just passed, so it wasn't she. I don't think it's Betty White. I know you have talked to her, I believe, and she's going strong at 97 years old, but I don't think that's the right answer. Marla Gibbs, maybe? That would be a good choice, but I'm not sure that's right.
No, not Marla Gibbs, but this was a
big... Speaking of Marla Gibbs, did you see that little reboot of the live All in the Family Jeffersons, and she still played Florence? She looked great. I just love Marla. I don't know if you saw that. I was watching it on my Fire Stick. On Hulu, but she just, Marla Gibbs looks great, and she is as sharp as ever.
Well,
what great to see her.
A tremendous, tremendous actress, still looks good, and still doing a lot of things. I mean, you'll watch a lot of shows today, and Marla Gibbs will pop up either as a patient, or a doctor, or maybe a lady in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I know she's still working.
she looks so classy in her 80s. I mean, I never really thought she was pretty. That wasn't one of her things in the Jeffersons. She kind of looked plain because she was a maid, but she is glamorous in her 80s, and honestly, I think she looked better, and it was so great to see her. She was spot on. Why don't we talk online, Scott, about the two celebrities we lost yesterday, and I don't think you talked to either of them on your show, but are you as saddened as I am? I mean, I love Rene Auberjonois. He shares my birthday, so there's a sentimental attachment, and you know, as PBS aficionados and going to the WGBH, or the station in Pittsburgh, Big Bird and Oscar.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love them. I grew up watching Sesame Street. You know my picture that I posted with the life-size model of Big Bird. But Carol Spinney, what a talent. And it's sad we lost him. And Rene Auberjonois the same day.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I thought Rene was a very good actor, never interviewed him, but I did watch a lot of him when he was on Benson, because I was pretty good friends with Robert Guillaume. Never interviewed him, though, but I thought he was a good foil for Benson in that particular series. But Carol Spinney, what I found interesting about Carol Spinney was he had portrayed Big Bird for all these years, and Sesame Street just celebrated its 50th anniversary, I believe, in the last 2 weeks. I know it was after Thanksgiving. So I thought the timing of his death, even though he was 85 years old, as far as I knew, he was still doing.
He retired about a year ago.
Was about a year ago?
And toward the end, he was just doing a voice. He had some mobility issues. Yeah, I watched Sesame Street from the first show. I learned conversational Spanish from Sesame Street. I'm a big fan of Mr. Rogers' Electric Company and Zillion. Well, I watched all those fine programs.
Like I say, the timing to me was just very odd that just as they celebrate their 50th that he would pass away, because I think there were even some pictures posted yesterday of where he was at some of these 50th anniversary celebrations and some comic cons within the last couple months.
Yeah, one of my Facebook friends, a business associate, said he was supposed to be at a comic con in Louisville. But had to cancel due to illness, and apparently Renee had lung cancer, and it's very sad. But on Boston Legal, he was really good. Also, I'm not really a Star Trek person, despite being a geek, but I know he was very popular.
Yeah, he was good in Boston Legal. I remember that.
And he was reunited with William Shatner at Boston Legal, which was really really kind of interesting. But did you talk to Mr. Guillaume, and we just lost him a couple of years ago? Did you talk much about Clayton? I don't recall too much about the other characters, but the cast of people on that show, because the goofy governor is sometimes annoying daughter, and Krause is hilarious.
You know,
great casting and a great contrast of personalities. But you know, they all loved each other, even if they didn't seem like they did on the show.
Well, that's true. We did talk about them to a certain degree, but it seemed to me that he was much closer with the cast of Soap, even though he was on that less time, because I know he told me that his best friend through that whole bit, and somebody he actually stayed in touch with, I think, until the day he died, was Catherine Helmond, who we lost this year.
Yeah, it's just interesting that, you know, Benson is a lot like the Jeffersons in that the spinoff lasted longer than the original show.
Well,
they were both very popular, and they were all groundbreaking shows. Soap covered so many taboo topics.
Well, as you and I were
very itchy, and that was part of the fun. Well, you never quite know what they were going to do, who they were going to aggravate, who from the politically correct police would be upset about them.
It's kind of interesting because when we were talking about this last night, every year that we've for the last, I guess it'll be the fourth. This will be the third or fourth year we've done this. We do two specials at the end of the year, right before New Year. We do the best of WWGH in that particular year. And then we also do the people who we've lost in that past year. And I remember it was either last year or the year before, there weren't that many people. And I remember you and I had talked that it was going to be hard to put together a 45-minute special on people who have passed away because not many had, which was a very good thing. But boy, this year I look at the list and I was thinking last night, my goodness, there have been so many people who have been on this show who have passed away in the last year. That's going to be a hard, we might have to extend that to 2 hours because...
Yeah, I'm very saddened by Bill Macy. He sounded great. You just never know.
Well, you got
every
Bill,
day is a gift. Every day is a gift, Scott. Yeah. And
well, that's...
Bill Macy, talk about someone who was sharp as a tack until the end.
Well,
Bill
Macy was on this show, passed away. Catherine Helmond was on this show and passed away. Julia Ruth Stevens, the daughter of Babe Ruth, was on and passed away. Jim Lavelle, who was the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald, has been on this show and passed away. There are a ton more this year. Those are the four that just stick out in my mind right now. But I know that there are a lot more and a lot who were regular visitors to this show who have passed away in the last year. And I know when I start going through that list, there's going to be quite a few.
Yeah, I got to get ready for my show with the progressive professor in a few minutes and let folks know we're going to talk about ages of candidates that Mr. Buttigieg and Mr. Biden... Biden is twice the age of Buttigieg, talking about ages of spouses, as Pete's spouse is young, but actually not the youngest presidential spouse ever, and that will be a stimulating conversation, and the children in the White House, so many things coming to mind in that show. We encourage listeners, after you're finished with Scott and his trivia and his interviewing to the stars, and previews of coming attractions, keep your radio dial right where it is because there will be some good stimulating and likely controversial discussion coming up on our airwaves.
I was just thinking Kay Ballard is another one, but Carol Channing is another one. But yes, you're exactly right. Adam, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp and the Professor coming up next hour, 10:10 to 11 a.m., and also repeats on Tuesday and Thursday, 2:10 to 3. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. Adam calls in, and but he didn't. We do not have any more trivia questions answered. We're still waiting for the trivia here. 44 coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. Also, don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims today coming up 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show 5:10 to 6 p.m. Don't miss any of those. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Did you guys figure out the Grinch's house name that
no.
he lives in?
No, we don't have that yet.
Okay, I'd like to answer that.
Go right ahead. What was it?
Is it Mount Crumpet?
It is Mount Crumpet. He did. The Grinch's place of residence was Mount Crumpet. Now, did you know that from The Grinch, or did you look that one up?
No, actually, I just watched The Grinch with my son 2 days ago, so.
It's a great thing to watch. It's a tremendous thing. Are you eligible to win a prize today?
What's the prizes?
We have a Jags high-performance insulated coffee mug, and we have two tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights, which are good through the first of the year.
Can I get them zoo pass tickets, man?
Yeah, let me write those down here. We got the zoo, and today is the 9th of December. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your name, sir?
Dalton Malone.
Dalton Malone. Now, Dalton, do you know where we're located?
No, I do not.
We are in the Ohio Health Building on the corner of Prospect and Center Street. Do you know where that is?
Yeah. My grandma just said she does, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you go up to the second floor, and we're at the end of the hallway. Now, today, the office actually closes in about 14 minutes, but if you want to pick them up today, you can pick them up between 4 and 6 tonight.
Okay, would tomorrow morning work?
Yeah, tomorrow morning between 8 and 10, somebody will be here.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll stop by right after work.
All right, thanks, Dalton.
Yep, take care.
Bye-bye. Dalton gets the zoo tickets. He is absolutely right. It is Mount Crumpet. That is where the Grinch lived. Above Whoville on Mount Crumpet. So, Dalton Malone is a winner today. And again, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 till 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then we have the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today, right here on WWGH Radio. Let's run through these trivia questions again real quick. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know that? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? The first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday. You got a 1 in 50 chance of getting that right. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he disliked most of all? Does anybody know what the Grinch disliked most of all about Christmas? Only leaving a bare wall with nothing but some hooks and wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house that he was ransacking? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? What tipped him off? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? And then the questions we added today. Who was the voice, famous actress, the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? I believe this came out in the 80s. I don't know if they still play it or not. But who was the voice of Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? Now, I guess it wasn't Garfield's grandmother. It was John's grandmother, Garfield's owner. But for the purposes of this, we'll say Garfield's grandmother. What actress voiced Garfield's grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? What actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? Does anybody know that? Very famous actress. And that was not a cartoon, which I should have specified. Adam and I talked about that. Which actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus in the big movie that was done on Mrs. Santa Claus? What did McDonald's restaurants used to sell at Christmas time? And I don't know why this went by the wayside. This used to be a fun thing to do at Christmas time. But does anybody know what McDonald's restaurants used to sell at Christmas time? Johnny Carson, when he used to host The Tonight Show, in the later years, got together with Ed McMahon and Doc Severinsen and did kind of a funny version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Now, can anybody tell me what Johnny Carson's version of the 12 Days of Christmas was about? It was a funny version. Does anybody know that? All right, those are the questions. 50 minutes past the hour, still 10 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944, still have passes to the Columbus Zoo, and a Jegs high-performance insulated coffee mug. We still have all those things left to give away. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey.
Has that answer by the Grinch been answered yet?
Which one?
The last thing that he took?
No, I don't think that has been answered yet.
Would that be the last bit of cheese taken from the mouse?
Let's see here. It was not the last bit. Well, I think he took the cheese from the mouse, but that wasn't the last thing he took from the house itself that the Who's would have been using.
Well, I already asked the question. I mean, I was going to sit there and answer it with another one, but...
No, go ahead. You can give us another answer.
Log from the fire.
The log from the fire.
The log from the fire. That is exactly right. He took the log...
You'll have to give that to my wife, then, because she knows her Dr. Seuss.
Well, that's a good thing. Yes, he took the log from the fire right before he took the cheese from the mouse. Are you able to win a prize today?
I've never won a prize.
She's never really won a prize. I'm assuming that you're up on top of the Ohio Health Building now.
Yeah, second floor. Second floor, end of the hallway.
Second floor? They should have put you on the top.
I know. Right? Wouldn't that have been nice? We could have overlooked the city of Marion. But we're on the second floor, and it's a nice place to be.
Well, is the helicopter pad on top of the building at least?
Well, you know, we still leave that over at the hospital.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
We keep that over there. Now, would you like the zoo tickets or the Jags insulated coffee mug?
Insulated coffee mug.
Oh, all right. God.
Yeah, she wants the insulated coffee mug.
Okay, the Jags mug.
What are the zoo tickets for?
The wild lights down at the zoo. They're good through the first of the year.
Unless you're going to take me to the zoo.
Well, that's up to you.
I'll take the coffee mug and...
All right, she'll take the coffee mug.
All right, now whose name should we put this under?
Susan Daniels.
Susan Daniels, okay. Now, you can pick this up. If you want to pick it up today, we'll be here between 4 and 6. Or tomorrow morning, we'll be here between 8 and 10 tomorrow.
You'll be there between 4 and 6 today.
4 and 6 today. We have two
You're
live
not
shows.
There now.
We'll be here for about 7 more minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay, I was confused about the schedule on Mondays. I always thought that you guys went back to canned radio after 10 o'clock. I just didn't quite know why.
The 10 o'clock show is actually... No, that's still a live show at 10 o'clock. But it's actually piped in from Columbus. It's a new show.
Oh.
It's a new show, though.
Oh. Well, who's that?
That's Adam, who just called in. It's his mid-morning coffee break.
Oh, but we wouldn't be able to call in to him, though, would we?
No, but from 4 to 6, there are people here in the building. Linda's here from 4 to 5, and Mike Wilson's here from 5 to 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
All right, so you can pick those up today, like I said, between 4 and 6, or tomorrow morning. I'll be here 8 to 10, and there'll be somebody here tomorrow 4 to 6.
All right.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got it. That is exactly right. The last thing that the Grinch took from the house was the log for the fire. The Who's could not stay warm. So we've got Susan Daniels gets the Jags coffee mug, and Dalton Malone this morning has won a pair of Columbus Zoo tickets. Now, we still have tickets to the Columbus Zoo today that we can give away. We now have given away our Jags coffee mug, and we still have our trivia questions here. Let's see. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know that? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? You got a 1 in 50 shot. Which Christmas state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? We're doing well on our Grinch trivia today. Now, we didn't do so well last week, but today, I think we've got four or five of these answered. We're down to two Grinch questions left. Let's see if we get them today. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? What did the Grinch like least of all about Christmas? How did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? What tipped him off? 740-383-9944. Then the new trivia questions that we added today. Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas, the animated feature? Who was the voice of the grandmother in A Garfield Christmas? What famous actress portrayed Mrs. Santa Claus? What did the McDonald's restaurants used to sell at Christmas time? Very popular promotion. They don't do it anymore, but they did it for many, many years. What did the McDonald's restaurants used to sell at Christmas time? Johnny Carson, Doc Severinsen, and Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show got together in the last few years of The Tonight Show and kind of did a funny version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Can anybody give me the gist of what Johnny Carson, Doc Severinsen, and Ed McMahon's 12 Days of Christmas were about? Does anybody know? You don't have to sing it. You don't have to know the words. But what was their 12 Days of Christmas about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. Still time to call in. Columbus Zoo tickets, good through the first of the year. Or if you'd just like to call in and answer, you can do that as well. Also, want to let you know, still time to get your letter out to Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Send it out and you will get a letter back from Santa Claus. Also, you can send us a Christmas card. This has become our tradition. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put your return address on the card, we will hang your card in the studio and send you a card back. Again, that's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. 58 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know anything about the Claxton fruitcakes? Because I really have not seen them. I have not seen them in the grocery store. I have not seen them at the bank, which we heard last week that I guess Fayey Bank is not going to be selling them this year. We didn't hear that from the bank. We heard that from somebody who asked somebody at the bank. But has there been some issue this year with the very famous Claxton fruitcake, which I am not a huge fan of? A matter of fact, I'm not a fan of it at all. But it is interesting that I have not seen many of those things this year, a Christmas tradition. And I forget what Charlie said last week, but something like 9 million of those are produced every year, yet none of them have shown up this season. Did something happen? Is there something in fruitcakes that's too expensive to produce? I don't know. Remember, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp and Dr. Ron Feynman will follow this show today, 10:10 until 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, a staple here on WWGH Radio, hosted by a great broadcaster, Mike Wilson, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here on this station, and a whole bunch of other great programming today here. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning. I'm here every weekday morning from 8:10 until 10 a.m. doing this particular show. Well, we're about out of time today. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning. Stay tuned for much more great programming here on WWGH Radio. 107.1 FM. Check out the website, wwgh1071.com.
On an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. Well, I did, huh?